The last thing Tristan Bailey remembers about that cold November night is the Dallas Stars game he saw with his friends. On their way home, the teens drove through the white arches of the Margaret McDermott Bridge, and they couldn't resist the lure of the Instagram-worthy skyline.
We stopped on the shoulder just to take some pictures of the skyline. I guess at the time I assumed, since there was a pedestrian walkway on the side, that there was concrete in between. So then that's when I made the fall.
Bailey fell 50 feet. His friends saw him sprawled on the dirt below, and EMTs soon rushed him to Methodist Dallas Medical Center. Orthopedic trauma surgeon Edgar Araiza says Bailey had several injuries, including a lacerated spleen, a pelvic fracture, and broken bones in his face.
One of the things that's pretty miraculous about Tristan himself is that given the fall from 50 feet, he definitely had his guardian angel watching out for him that evening because his vitals were stable and we were able to operate on him within 48 hours.
Araiza says he's seeing these types of injuries more and more because of distracted drivers and pedestrians.
Whether it's people that are not being careful on these motorized scooters, someone whose car breaks down on the side of the road, see quite a few of those patients who get hit, you know, because of the fact that they're not aware of who's driving around them or trying to cross a freeway.
Bailey is walking again after spending 4 months in a wheelchair and crutches. Once he's recovered, he plans to enlist in the Air Force. In the meantime, he's still taking selfies, just a bit more carefully. Miguel Perez, KERA News.